trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Okay, welcome back, guys. It's The Finish Line. It's me, Randy Martinez, with In-N-Out Auto Salon. We're your host, this little shindig that we put together weekly for you. Ashley's out. She's a mom, and she's got things she's taking care of, so we wish her well, and we'll run into her next week. Matt is sitting in her spot.
What's going on?
Sideshow. Yeah, not as attractive by any means.
I did just get a new lineup today, man. I actually got a fresh haircut.
I know, it wasn't the first thing I said when you jumped in my truck. I was like, dude, who lined you up?
That's right. And then you asked me if I dyed my beard. I'm guessing because it looks so nice.
I think you're lying, and I think you're full of it.
What, did I dye it?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
Well, you'll never admit to it, though.
Ever.
Well, we got Steve from American Battery to my left, and he's sitting in Sideshow's normal seat.
Absolutely, but I got Ashley's seat today. So.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a, you know, he likes to look at.
I just got to have a good view.
Yes.
You don't dye your beard.
Not at all.
God, no.
And you, yeah, it's totally, you could tell for
that's,
sure.
That's raw as ever.
Well, and you know what's funny is they say that your dog or your, you know how your pets look like you? And I have a cattle dog.
Aussie's got a lot of gray.
Well, yeah, but for him, it's natural. You know what I mean? I guess in, as you age, mine's natural. Because if I dyed it like Matt, then mine wouldn't be natural.
Sir, I don't dye this. It's all natural.
Okay. Keep telling yourself that. Keep telling yourself that.
See, mine's like 95% black, and I got a couple grays. Yours is like 95% gray.
With a little bit of black.
Exactly.
That's wisdom, my friend.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the hailstorm, this was all black.
Ta-da. So,
that tells you kind of how intense it was last summer for 2018,
bro.
Yeah. How much hail cars we took care of over In-N-Out.
And how much stress you had to deal with.
My Lord. I know. They're starting to roll in now again. From last year, because everyone's getting back from like Christmas and the holiday breaks and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've already got like 3-4 cars in there, and there's...
So, more gray hair to come?
Yeah, but yeah, and it's crazy because I go back and forth on whether or not I want to dye it.
Don't dye it, bro. Embrace the salt and pepper, man.
I am.
There you go.
You know, because I'm only 24. This is what happens when you run a hailstorm. As a, you know, when you own a shop and you run a hailstorm. Steve's only 26.
Do you dye this?
No.
Yeah. I think you got your hair up top is less white than mine is.
Holy crap.
More gray.
Hey, see, that's how I know you dye your beard.
I don't dye your beard.
You're so full of it. Because, dude, you do not have a shiny brown beard like that with all that gray up top.
Next caller.
Anyways, guys, we're very excited to be here. It's always fun to share the airwaves with you. Make sure you check out our Facebook. InandOutAutoSalon.com is our website. And then we also have an Instagram. So just find us on that. We're always giving away. Not always. I take that back. January, February historically are slow months for our shop. Pretty much the only time you're going to get a good, really good deal, like a smoking deal at In-N-Out is going to be January, February.
When it's slow.
Yes.
That's smart.
Which, what I mean by slow, meaning?
Not busy. Not jam-packed where you can't see what's left and right.
Right.
You're still producing.
We're still doing work.
Absolutely.
But my guys are like freight trains.
They're but get in there while you can right now.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't ever really discount our ceramics. So for you to get a smoking deal in January, February is I would take advantage.
Jump on it.
Yeah, because all year long, everyone goes, man, that's just, do you get any deals or discounts? And I just don't believe in discounts.
Pays for itself, man.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Product pays for itself.
So, very exciting weekend, though, huh? The divisional playoffs. I mean, I'm barely just getting back into to sports because I'm collecting cards and sports helmets and memorabilia and stuff. So, man, that was Chargers got blown out of the water.
They got.
That wasn't even fun to watch.
Dude, 10 minutes in the game was over.
I mean, yeah, anyways.
I'm pretty sure I called that one, though, Randy.
Well, let's just say I didn't because I lost money.
I was going to say, pretty sure you're in debt, right?
I took two underdog games. Did you have on? Did you watch any of these games, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Watched them all.
No.
Watched them all.
You're a Broncos fan, though, right?
No, I'm not. I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay.
You sound like my dad. He's a Steeler fan. And I don't even know why. I'm like, Dad, why? He goes, just because I am. I'm like, all right, Pops.
Steel Curtain. So, yeah, those were pretty fun to watch. And we got one more weekend, which is the division, right? Is that what that is?
Championship.
Championship.
Yeah, there's two more games, right? Next weekend, and that's it. And they decide who goes off to Super Bowl. Correct?
Yes. Any predictions, Matt?
Absolutely. I'm going to see it's the Rams versus the Chiefs.
Okay.
That's what I see. Because I don't want the Pats going to another Super Bowl for like the 100 millionth year straight. So I'm going to say Chiefs and Rams.
Yep.
Steve?
That's what I said.
Yeah?
Chiefs and Rams.
I like it. Randy, Dodgers are out, or Chargers are out. Dodgers, I'm Chargers,
not,
whatever.
Look, I'm not. Listen, when they moved to L.A., I just did away with them. And that happened to be a lot of controversial other things at the same time. And so I just was like, you know what? It's my time to walk away from the NFL for now.
Gotcha.
You know, I know I'd get back into it.
So do you see the Pats going?
Well, I see a Charger bolt on my left leg, but it doesn't say L.A. I'd like to see KC and
Saints?
Yeah. I think that'd be a really, 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 really cool game to watch. Just because Mahomes is that rookie quarterback.
Dude, what a guy, man. He's throwing them left and right.
And I just sold. Let me tell you, we want to talk about a kick in the gut. So I
told you not to sell it.
I had a bitchin' chrome Pat Mahomes autographed helmet. And I sold it an hour before the game. And after that game, that thing went up $500 in value. But I'd already taken payment and I already sold it. You know, I ship it today.
I'd buy it back.
it's just bad business. Especially, I'm getting into the memorabilia, side of collecting and stuff. Because I like cars, I like sports, and so if it's got any kind of value to it that I can hold on to, but I just, you know, to me, it's just a helmet. It's plastic. But
you know, when they win the Super Bowl, hopefully you're saying the same thing. Just, you know, positive motivation for you, brother.
Yeah. Well, guys, so this show, we're gonna kind of wrap up a little bit. We kind of rushed through our paint protective film segment from last week, so we wanna go back and visit that, and then we also want to get into. I was serving around. There's a lot of questions regarding ceramic coatings, and what's more irritating than anything is the misinformation out there. So, for instance, there's a shop in town that's claiming something that's not even true.
Like what?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you just understand the breakdown of how they measure the hardness of it, you know, if it only goes to 9, you can't go out and claim it goes to 10. There is no scale to go to 10.
And you'll explain with all this scaling is.
Yes, because 9H hardness is as hard as you're going to get for ceramic. But on their website, they're boasting that they got 10H, which... We have certificate. We paid $30,000 for it that we actually had it measured, and it only goes to 9H. So you can't go around town telling when you got 10H because it doesn't exist.
So 10H is kind of BS.
Right. But there's people, where we live in such a time that people are buying anything you're selling them.
Right.
All you got to do is make a claim or, you know, that your product is this, and people are like, ooh, guess what I got?
I got the newest 12 hardness.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. So we'll get into that. We're going to get in on Steve next segment, talk batteries, because he helped out In-N-Out. He helped us with one of our customers. So we want to get on that. But for now, we're listening to The Finish Line. That's presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grand Its Properties, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, PPIR, and Alpine Motors. We'll be right back. Hot diggity dog. We're back. That was kind of funny.
What, the hot diggity dog?
No, before that.
The selfie?
Yes. I'm here talking with Steve. I out of the corner of my eye, I see Sideshow, and he's got his arm out like a selfie stick, and he's got this little grin on his face taking a picture of himself. Cause
it's selfie time.
I'm feeling myself.
I feel so fresh, dude. I really do.
You know, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I'm glad we left it up there.
Yeah. I was going somewhere, but I'm like, nah.
I'm glad you didn't.
Let's take our energy over to batteries since we have Steve here.
Yeah, so batteries.
Had a customer come in. Their battery he said it wouldn't charge. Did you see the setup that he had in his car?
Yes.
He he was a Hail customer, right? Really cool guy. Yeah, he was like, man, look how I have to start my car. Do you know anybody? And he I'm sure he listens to the show now, but he didn't know anything, yeah. You know? And he goes, you know, I know you guys took care of me on the Hail. You fixed this, you fixed that. What can you do for me as far as battery? And I was like, ah.
I got someone for you.
I got some. Yeah. Well, good thing that you asked. So he had a battery in his backseat.
See, he's got a Touareg, and the battery's underneath the driver, and he had some jumper cables that went from under his seat to a battery in the back, and that's how he was starting his car.
That sounds horrible and unsafe and all the above.
So we fixed his Hail car, and he hadn't been driving it for like a month and a half because, you know, we were on vacation, and it had nothing to do with us. It was just that time, you know, the batteries go. Poor guy. We had his car for a while, too, and he's like, didn't get to drive it all through winter. And he's like, dude, I got to carry these jumper cables. So thank you very much for
give
that.
Give myself a jump start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet.
So let's go through. Oh, don't suppose you sold those.
I can get them. I don't stock them.
What are we talking about, guys?
I know we're on radio, not on TV.
I got you.
So
what are we talking about?
My MacBook charger.
Your power cord?
My power cord.
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys do batteries for laptops? You can order those?
Again, I can get them. I don't stock them. There's way too many.
Batteries.
Shelf life is 6 and 8 months.
To keep everything stocked.
And I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to keep track of my stock and send it back when it gets old. Somebody can wait a week, I'll order it.
So you can get laptop batteries and power cords?
Yeah.
One-stop shop.
Yeah.
For all your electrical needs.
Well, and if you mention that, you know, you've heard us on the show.
Yeah.
You're giving a discount
to,
right?
Yeah, 10% off a new battery. And wonderful. And I want to be able to try to track that. I want to be able to, you know, hey, I heard you on the show. I'll give you 10%.
That's wonderful, man. Yeah.
Now, I didn't know there was so many options because when he came in with that Touareg and I called you, you're like, there could be a couple different options. So if you guys are going to get a new battery for your car, especially these newer cars that have computers, then almost anything new now has got some sort of membrane.
Yep.
You've got to pay pretty close attention to what battery you put in.
Yep.
You don't just walk into Napa and go, hey, guess what? I got a battery. Let me throw it in there because you can fry, right, circuitry. And
yep. Yeah, it's getting to be a nightmare as far as what all the different vehicles take. And there's a lot of options. There's a lot. You can go with AGM. You can go with flooded.
Now, what does AGM stand for?
Absorbed glass mat. So what that is the separator. Normally, it's a paper separator in a flooded battery. In an AGM, it's a spongy-like separator that absorbs the acid. So when you shake it, you don't hear anything. Because it's all absorbed.
Okay.
It's still a lead acid battery, but it's absorbed in that spongy material. And there's some advantages. I mean, they hold their voltage longer. They take a charge quicker. And a lot of the start-stop vehicles, a lot of the hybrid vehicles will take that AGM battery.
We did a car. We did a Tesla. Was it a Tesla? No. No, it was a hybrid. It was a hybrid. I know I've done
it. You've done a lot of Teslas, bro.
I'm actually going to have to go up to Tesla and see you.
You need to hit them up. Be like,
can I just be your guys' guy? Because I think I've done like 15 or 20 Teslas literally in the last 2 months.
Really? So what were you doing, though?
Yeah. So we were working on a hybrid vehicle, and we actually turned this job away. We got it from Habra, one of the collision centers. You know, a lot of them use our shop when they're done working. They send it over for a detail. But there was like a battery cell in the back seat. It almost looked like a tube. But one of my technicians was like, ooh, no, you do not want to mess with that. I go, why? And he goes, because that is like a hybrid battery. You can short that out.
Was it small or was it big?
It took up almost the entire under seat of a
battery.
Okay,
yeah, that's the accessory part. That's
not even the
runs
battery.
Everything else. No, that is the battery that runs everything. See, in a hybrid, you have a starting battery, which is very small, and then you have the big, usually a lithium battery. That's probably what that was. Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
No,
that's huge voltage.
That's pretty important.
Because it does have the big achukung or whatever language it was.
The what?
Achung or whatever, you know, with a hand.
And one more time.
Oh, achtung.
Achtung.
Oh, there we go.
So whenever you see a big hand and it's got electricity going through and it's an achtung, I don't care what language it is.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, you're like, I don't
call
know.
Steve.
Well, I was going to say, hit Steve on the phone and ask him to translate.
So I see an achon, you mean an acton. Got it. Yeah, that one.
it's kind of a universal back the BDF up, you know, like, hey, this is not my.
That's funny.
No, not really, because it was a great paying job. No, they wanted me to. Well, no, and I think they wanted us to, like, take it out and do the car. They wanted us to, I think there was gas, something was in there, and we were going to take the seats out. We were going to take everything out and take the whole carpet and mat out. But we took the seats, and I looked, and I go, what am I supposed to, disconnect this? And, you know, we're in there with a flashlight. I'm not going to just start disconnecting anything that says Acton.
Smart choice.
So I'm like, I called him up, and I was like, hey, buddy, I'm not touching this.
Sorry.
I took auto shop in high school, but we're talking 20 years ago. You know what I mean? The batteries back then, if you set them on the ground. Oh, that's another question I wanted to ask. You know, I'm all over. No, that's shiny. So back squirrel. In the day, they used to say that if you put a battery on the concrete, it would drain. Is that a myth?
It's a wives' tale.
Is it really? So it does nothing.
There was some validity to it back then. I mean, and I'm talking... Back then.
When we both had our original car.
No, even further back.
Okay.
Because batteries back then were made out of rubber and wood, okay? And they were also, and tar. They were also made out of, a lot of antimony was used in the hardening substance. And antimony has a much quicker self-discharge rate than what they use now. So they attributed the... discharge of batteries due to concrete transferring
energy
quicker than wood. And so they attributed it to don't put it on the concrete because it's going to discharge. And it did discharge, but now they're made out of polypropylene and calcium.
So you can set your battery on the cement, not have to fear it's not going to work.
You can set it on wood. You can set it on whatever you want.
You know them old timers.
Put it down.
I have people come in and tell me, hey, stored this battery and I stored it on wood.
Properly,
and I always
like
say,
it should have
good
been.
Job. Good. That's fine. That's great. That's good job. Yeah.
Applaud for you.
Well, there's
what?
Well, because, I mean, since we're talking about, like, storing batteries like that, like, when you store your fifth wheel, I'm just use side note, okay. You know, you don't want to put your fifth wheel on gravel or dirt, the tires. You want to put it underneath some wood.
Sure.
Why is that?
Because you got, say, 14,000 pounds, like my fifth wheel, and it's putting pressure on a rock going
in
there.
Lumps?
So you put it on wood. So, I mean.
That makes sense.
Yeah. My dad saw me a few things, but now I can't wait to tell him that he's wrong about the battery. Gotcha. You know, anytime you can one-up your dad, you know, it's just one of those things like, guess what, Pa? Yeah, that battery thing? Myth.
Jeez. I'm actually glad we have Steve here today. I have been recently, probably the last couple weeks, thinking, okay, you know, I want to get my batteries replaced, and I want to replace them both with a good, solid battery because it's got about 250,000 miles on it right now. I've never replaced the batteries, okay. And I got the truck about 100,000 miles.
So, talk to me in years, not miles.
Okay, so
because batteries don't care about miles.
It's an 08.
So they were original batteries.
Yes.
Original.
Correct.
Really?
11 years?
Never been replaced.
You bought it 11 years ago?
No, I did not.
But so you don't know.
I don't know.
So when
I was
did
never
you
told.
Get it?
I bought it a couple years ago.
2 years?
Actually,
three years?
Almost 3 years ago now.
Years.
And never had a problem firing it up. Everything works perfectly.
Wow.
The batteries don't even look old. Nothing. It looks fine. I just didn't know how long I should keep going before I should just replace them before. Because I don't want to wake up and go to start it and it's not going to fire up.
Right.
But I've never had a diesel, so I don't know how the two batteries kind of interact with each other.
You either. Definitely want to replace them both at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to put a new battery with even a three-year-old battery.
Okay.
You want to replace them at the same time. And a lot of guys go, but that one's not bad. Why do I want to replace them both? It's because the new battery gets shortchanged in both usage and charging.
Okay.
And you're going to prematurely ruin the new battery if you pair it with an old battery.
Trying to make up for the older. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, is there a certain... type of now what are they called when it's like the 800 and something
crank?
Yes, cranks.
Cold crank.
So the higher the crank, the stronger the battery. Is that wrong?
Yes. No, that's right.
That's right. Okay. That's right. So what would I want to do for my diesel for both batteries? I mean, you know, money. I'm sure I'm going to spend $200-$300 on some good solid batteries. That's fine. But what would you recommend?
First, recommend you say that you heard it on the Finish Line.
There you go.
The Finish Line, right here.
That'll say
KRDO, Bubba. I got Steve here from American Battery.
I saw Crown Battery, and it's a good. This is a Ford.
No, it's a GMC Duramax.
GMC, okay.
Yes.
I'd have to look up the 08 because they did switch batteries around that time. Is it top post or side post?
They are top.
It's probably a 94R.
Okay.
Big battery, about 12 inches?
I'd say, yeah. They're both pretty good size.
Okay. All right. Yeah, typically that battery is around 750 cold cranking amp.
Okay.
Sometimes 730.
Can I get it more? Can I get like in the 800 range, or is that kind of hard to find?
Probably
I'll tell you
not.
What, we'll answer that question when we get back.
Absolutely.
But right now you're listening to The Finish Line.
I like it.
Presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grand Its Properties. Of course, we've got American Battery here. Thank them very much.
Merca
Battery. PPIR and Havana Grill. Want to give a good shout out to them. And we'll be seeing, am I missing you? Oh, Alpine Motors. Make sure you guys go visit Leet over there. We'll talk to you in a minute. That's why they're out of business, because they had to replace.
You know, Die Hard is a Sears name, so it went through several different suppliers. They were Exide for a long time. Lately, they've been Johnson Controls. It's okay. Their Platinum battery is an Odyssey battery.
We got to bring up Sears. I'm so boned about Sears.
There you go, Matt.
Breaking. He broke it, not me.
I did not, sir. I fixed it. It did.
Welcome back. No. Welcome back, guys. We have way too much fun while you guys are listening to the commercials here.
You can never have too much fun, Randy, right?
Oh, I mean, look at you. You're just a happy guy. So, all right. So, where we left off, you were asking about getting up to 800, I think, cold crank.
Cold cranks.
Right?
That is correct.
And we were talking about probably the better battery for him. Because
yeah, for him. There's two companies, North Star and Odyssey, that make a very, it's called a thin plate pure lead AGM battery. I was talking during the break, I was talking about AGM batteries, typically a 3-year battery.
Okay.
That's typically what you're going to get out of them. North Star and AGM, you can extend that. You can extend that to 5-6 years, depending on how well you take care of it, how often you drive it. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
And that's what I'd recommend. If you want something that's high quality, it's going to be pricey. It's going to be expensive. High quality, never have to worry about it. I'd go with one of those two.
Okay. Yeah, I just want something dependable. You know, if I have to pay a little extra for it, that's fine.
Sure.
I don't want to worry about firing it up.
Yep.
Haven't had to so far, but I'm sure it's coming up.
Yeah, bring it by. Bring it by. We'll check it out. I'll let you know how old they are.
Appreciate that, Steve.
And we'll load test them and do that.
Because Excellent. You know what happens if you have to go out there and do that?
Do what?
If you go and it doesn't turn over.
It turns into your truck?
No. Then you gotta get what I got for Christmas, which is one of those little jump pack.
A little box that has jumper cables.
Those things are bitching. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right, Steve?
Yeah.
You gotta keep them charged, Randy.
Well, listen, I run a shop and, you know, my guys are
using them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, I know people that have had them for 2-3 years, or like my wife's got one in her Jeep.
It probably fires something right up, right?
Well, she's never had to use it.
There you go.
She's got a new Jeep. You know, I got a 9-year-old truck.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
I gotta get
your shop is busy. You're using the jumper cables if you need to, or the jumper box.
Jumper boxes.
We did
when I first took over. We had jumper cables, but man, what a pain in the butt! You got to walk all the way out there, and then you got to go find another car, and so I mean,
now I'm curious to think, Steve, what do you think about the jumper boxes?
There's good ones,
okay,
and there's ones that I worry about.
Why?
Because there's a couple reasons. Number one, do they do what they say they're going to do? Will they jump start a vehicle? And then I worry about safety because lithium ion, they're made out of lithium. Lithium is, you know, I'm still on the fence for lithium. I really am.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, because. Do you remember the fires on the FedEx airplanes?
Mm-hmm.
Those were all caused by lithium.
Isn't a lithium in iPhones? I mean, all
yes.
most cell phones?
Yes.
I want a dog.
Do you,
Apple.
Do you remember the problems they had with the cell phones?
With the Samsungs?
Yeah, they kept going up in flames.
Yes.
In people's pockets.
Do you remember the problem they had with laptops?
Those are all lithium.
Those were all lithium problems. And the reason they were a problem is because they were cheap batteries that they put in these things that had issues. They had issues.
Sure.
Now, are they getting better? Yeah, they're getting better. But there's still some safety issues when it comes to those jump starters.
Now, is there regulatory? Do they have any kind of regulations on you know, say, cheaper battery? You know, because you say lithium. So I guess my question is there a difference in lithium batteries, or is it due to the assembly of it or where it's sourced? You see what I'm saying? Like, is all lithium bad?
No.
Or is it depending on who puts it together?
It's where it's put together, how it's put together.
So not, it doesn't matter if it's, so lithium itself isn't the problem. It's the manufacturer
exactly.
that puts it together.
Exactly.
So that's why you get cheap, you know, well, you get, well, cheap. Well, we're going to throw a label
yeah,
on it.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Right. It's not less expensive right. if it blows up in right. your.
So where do you look for?
Up on an airplane, cheap is cheap, less expensive, it's cheap.
They go boom.
and a lot of those problems were due to packaging. How they were packaged when they put them on these airplanes. They won't even let lithium fly anymore. It all has to be ground transported.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do they do international?
They put them on a boat?
Yeah, boat.
Wait, you can't even put that underneath the plane?
No.
Well, what about my lap? Well, but they
now
they allow laptops, don't they?
Yeah, they do allow personal.
Is there a fine line right there?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah,
there so is don't a be fine a, line. Don't be a D to the TSA agents.
There you know, go. Yeah, there you go.
Essentially, they can go, well, guess what, buddy? Your laptop's not flying today.
And right now, they're not getting paid. But anyways,
yeah.
So getting back to the jump starters, I did a lot of research before I decided what I was going to stock, and I picked a company that did a lot of testing. Did a lot of safety kind of stuff, and I'm convinced that it's safe, and I'm also convinced that it works. There are a lot out there.
Sure.
That,
yeah, you see them all the time. Anytime I get like one of those specials that come across like Facebook or Instagram, I'm like, yeah.
So where do we go to get a good lithium battery?
Like American battery, first and foremost.
Is that kind of what we're talking about too? Is it, well, like if we come to your shop, it's a good solid lithium battery?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, now I don't do a whole lot of lithium. The lithium is in the jump starter.
Right.
Of course, cell phone batteries is going to be lithium. Laptop batteries is going to be lithium. I don't sell a lot of lithium single cells, although okay. I can get them.
Okay.
And again, they go in e-cigarettes. They go in a lot of different stuff, and there's high drain. There's lower drain. So it's kind of more of a specialized type of deal. You kind of have to know what they're going in before you sell them the right thing. Because like okay. I said, there's a high drain lithium that requires a protected circuitry inside the battery mm-hmm. to keep it from overheating while it's charging and discharging. It keeps it at a good temperature. And if you're in a high drain situation with an unprotected battery, you're looking for trouble. You really are. Because okay. those things, have you ever seen a lithium fire? They are unbelievable.
They're hard to put out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're impossible. I saw a video of a lithium battery that got put in a lead acid smelter. And what happens in this smelter is these batteries, they basically get grinded up. They get chopped up with these big metal things that rotate around, and they get chopped up. And, you know, acid goes one way and plastic goes another way. Lead goes another way. A lithium battery got put in the smelter and it exploded. It just exploded. It's scary.
So I wonder if any of those, I wonder if there's been accident, you know, like auto accidents that the batteries, because that's always been a concern. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen a video on a Tesla.
That's what I was kind of looking. Yeah.
That caught on fire. I think that they're
in case to.
Yeah, I mean, they're addressing those issues, and I don't think very many have happened,
mm-hmm.
but that does scare me, too. And I think it's something he drove over. He drove over something, and it punctured the battery. And what happens to the battery, it goes into thermal runaway, which means that
sounds
the temperature
horrible.
Just like the rises it exponentially until it just
pops.
Because the story that I read on that was they just had to let it burn out.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, there's not really much we can do. Right. I mean, you're adding water. It's like water, adding water to grease.
That sounds horrible, man.
Sounds like a.
Sorry, no, we can't do much. Just let it burn.
No,
have
dude.
You, Have you ever felt this when it gets really warm?
Your cell phone?
Yeah, yeah. It's hot. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, let me tell you.
Would it be a good idea to let it cool down?
Your phone tells you. It says hot. It says achoon.
Yeah, it says I'm turning off.
It says achoon.
Isn't it octone?
Achtone.
How do you say it, Steve?
Octone.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, octone. It says caliente. You know, I've almost made this mistake. I was doing. We were doing. My wife made something, and I needed the toaster oven, and I forgot that the top of the toaster oven gets hot.
I jumped because
I was otherwise occupied. I forget. I was watching football. I don't know. Thing is, so I open up the toaster oven. I toss some bread in there. It was like some like pulled pork sandwich. That's what it was, with coleslaw.
How'd that turn out?
Oh, it was bomb. Except for I couldn't use my phone for like a half an hour.
Why?
Because I set it on top of the toaster oven.
Are you kidding me?
No. So for...
You know how hot that gets?
I do.
Now.
It said, achong. My phone was like, it said, seriously, if you've ever let your phone get hot, it actually has a feature.
It says temperature something too hot, mm-hmm. And then it stops working.
Oh, yeah. And I freaked out. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I just replaced another friggin' $1,000 phone. I mean, these phones are ridiculous, and it's because, of, I think, a lot of it in part to do with the lithium, right? Or is that
no,
price kind of?
Lithium's pretty cheap.
I think it's user error. Like setting it on a toaster oven.
Well, no, I just meant the overall cost of phones and how they're
jumping.
Yeah,
now the battery's probably the cheapest part of the whole thing. $30. $30 for a iPhone battery, for a Samsung battery, $30.
Now, do you do those if someone was
to
say,
do I replace them?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather not.
That was me sending my customer to you.
I'd rather not replace a cell phone battery.
As soon as my
in those that are encased.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they send tools to do all that stuff when I order the battery, but I just send not do it.
That's when my customer come by, and as soon as he said the battery was under the seat, I go, Steve, what's the install on that? he's on his way over here. Because Manson comes back, and he's like, dude, that's no joke. I'm like, I know. And first of all, it's a Volkswagen, so none of the parts in there are normal. You're not going to get an 8, 10, or 12.
It's all
no, you got, and there's
torques. Yeah, they're all torques. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I learned that lesson probably about 15 years ago. My wife's coworker needed brakes done, and she's very good at giving away my services to her coworkers. So, you know, so-and-so needs their brakes done. I told him that you'll go ahead and do them for her. And I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like,
thanks.
You know what I mean? Like, what? You did mine in like 20 minutes. You have a Toyota.
And
what?
You're my wife.
And you're my wife. You know? I mean, what kind of car does she have? She has a Volkswagen Jetta.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Thanks,
why?
Honey.
She says, why? And I said, because, you know, when you're taking your calipers off on your brake, you're using like an 8mm to bleed the brakes. That's just the way it works on your truck
and
my truck.
On a German car.
Yeah, on your truck and my truck.
Easy peasy.
10 millimeter.
Too easy.
Volkswagen, you're looking at a Torx. There's no bolt in there. It's
special order.
It's all five-star Torx, and it's just the way the Germans did it. They said, we make American, we do Torx. And you know, that's. I don't want to get any emails saying I offended any Germans or Russians, okay? Let's just have fun here. Because, you know, I...
Eins Weins.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to be head out on this this break right now. This is the Finish Line presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grand Its Properties, sponsored by American Battery, Havana Grill, PPIR, and Alpine Motors. We'll be right back. Okay, so we are ready. Welcome back. How's that, Matt?
Thank you, sir.
So while we're on break, it's kind of funny. Matt wanted to get this drawn out, long welcome back.
I did. I needed it.
It's so weird, though, man.
But it's awesome.
We're going to get back to the batteries, but let me tell the story real quick, because I was sharing with the guys. I brought up Arsenio Hall for that welcome in, just because, you know, the Arsenio, that Hall show.
Okay.
So the second to last taping, because when he went off the air, let's see, 17, so it was probably about 95, I think, 94 or 95 is when they ended that. It was all invite only. Though I think if you guys ever want to Google it or look it up, YouTube it. Carrot Top was doing a comedy there. We had Babyface got on stage and sang.
And the nude lady.
Yes, and it was Miss Nude World. I'm glad that you picked up on that, Matt.
Nude.
Yes. And so, anyways, yeah, she came out. You know, she had the tiara. That's all she had on. You guys didn't see it at home, but, you know, we had pretty good seats. But the entire cast was all, like, invite only. Celebrity invite only. So we called them up and told them that we were a part of the U.S. ski team. Because, you know, I'm very resourceful. Unfortunately, I'm taking credit, but I didn't come up with this idea, but I was there. My buddy did. And in front of us was like Color Me Bad, which I thought was totally cool because that's back in the time when they were doing their thing. And
that's cool.
You know, Eddie Murphy, the whole.
Dude, really?
Dude, though, I'm telling you, every single seat in there, there was somebody. Except for us, because we weren't the U.S. ski team, but we got in there and it was totally rad and it was cool. But if you watch that and you wait till the very, 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 very end of it, like I'm talking the last 30 seconds, he's introducing people in the stands. He says, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, you know, I got our special guests here. We've got, you know, Eddie Murphy and we got these guys and it's the U.S. ski team. And so the camera pans as my buddy gets up, starts clapping like he's a part of the ski team. And I got a leather jacket on. I'm 17 years old. And you see me just kind of cinch down on my seat because I'm like,
sinking.
Dude, we're going to get in so much trouble right now. You know, you never think that they're going to. Where are the audience? No need for them to turn those things around. So anyways,
can I actually see you doing this?
Yes. On YouTube? That's what I was trying to tell you.
Tell me exactly where to go. I want to see this.
Go Inspector Gadget. Figure it out. Go to YouTube. Look up Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
Carrot Top.
Miss World US. Miss World Nude.
Miss Nude World USA. Okay. Or Miss Nude World. Arsenio Hall or Babyface. Put any of those key in and then you'll
fake,
see.
Fake ski team. You could put fake ski team.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I don't even know. I have to look at it. I have to find it. But I know it's towards the end because the show was over and he was just, you know, he was having fun, kind of like we do every time we're here. But yeah, he called us out. And I mean, now I'm going to go and look for it because.
Dude, that's awesome.
I forgot all about that. So you're like, hey, dude, welcome back.
Dude, I would do just see what you look like at 17 years old.
Dude, I was sharp, dude. I'm still a stud. It's crazy because when I was younger, I wanted to shave my head. Now that I'm getting older, I don't want short. I want as long as I can get it.
The more hair, the better.
Because the last time I shaved it, I'm like, dude, am I spotting? Is that going in their bald spot? And so now I want to make sure that if this is the last that I get of it.
He wears a hat.
He wears a hat because it's gray under there.
I wear a hat because it's the San Francisco Giants, baby. And I love that team.
Dude, you have so much gray on the top.
Dude, I know.
And nothing on the face. I'm telling you, that is dyed beard.
No, it's called, I don't know what the hell. It's called
dyed.
Okay, so just for the record, I literally do not dye my beard. It just comes.
You can lie to your face. Hey, look, you can lie to your family. You can lie to your coworkers. Don't come in here.
Is there
and lie
a lot?
To me.
There's a lot of white down there, isn't there? God dang it! But at least I have That's a full head
it
of hair.
It doesn't match because so right where your ear starts, all the gray stops, and then it just goes perfectly brown around your face. That's what you're trying. That's what you're essentially saying.
What I'm saying.
I don't dye it, but look at this. This is all gray, but right where my ears start. My jeans change, you know. This is all different. Couldn't hear right here. There's no gray at all. Do you wear a hat at work?
I go to Brian at Aguilar's Barber.
Do you wear a hat at work?
No. So my hair is dry. Okay. So a lot of the lighter black hair maybe might look a hint of gray.
No, it's a lot. Okay. There's not
so
a hint.
When I put product, it gone.
So gone. Do you put product in your beard?
No, that is just naturally phenomenal. Phenomenal, sir.
I don't buy it.
Okay.
You do have a nice beard.
I appreciate you. You know what? Thank you. I tried something new. I kept it off the neck. I kept it right here. I was like, you know what? Attaboy. Yeah. Went in the barber, got a fresh. So anyway, so Steve, how you doing?
Good. I'm good.
So,
Randy, do something, please.
I am. So this past week, actually like 2 weeks ago, you know, all these New Year's are great because we've got a lot of cars coming into the market. New cars coming in.
Okay.
So like the LA Auto Show. One of the biggest auto shows that we have in the U.S. Okay. And the Detroit Auto Show. Those things are cool. Have you guys seen any of the new vehicles that are coming?
Just the Cheyenne.
There was, I forget which.
Oh, I saw the new Chevy with the truck, with the headlights and that one single bar going across the grill. And it's like a split headlight. the top part's like smaller and the bottom's like bigger. It's like the Ford.
Kind of like your hair. The top is gray, but the bottom's not.
We'll just go ahead and delete that out there, all right? Yeah. So, no, so, it's got like a split headlight, mm-hmm. and it looks horrible.
I was going to say, that doesn't look very good. That
it doesn't. Look like... It looks horrible.
Why do they got to do that?
Because they want the new thing.
Well, have you seen, I know you guys had to have seen the commercial of like the GM where they have that 5-6 step.
Yeah, on the tailgate.
Oh, dude, that thing is cool.
Is it?
I don't know if it's really practical.
Nah, you want to know what I think is funny, Steve? Is it super cool now, right?
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, when Ford did it on theirs, everyone was, when Howie Long was like, who does that? Who needs a stupid step on the bed of their tailgate? And now GM's got everyone carrying their tailgates, and it's like, first of all, when they're showing the Ford one, they're not even showing the Ford that has the step-down tailgate.
That is
but
true.
Now they have a step-down tailgate. So
I think that is cool in any vehicle. I think it's bad, dude. You have a little step, little handle. Woo-hoo.
They don't have a handle, not in the Chevy one.
Well, the Ford then.
Yeah. I always call it a midget stripper pole because it's like, you know what I mean? And again, I don't want any short people to get mad because I'm using it. This is a plumber with an ass.
Or strippers. We don't want strippers calling either.
No, we support single moms.
I think we're past this point.
But, you know,
stripper poles for midgets.
And I'm not saying that all strippers are single moms. Just saying.
So, Randy, you have a Ford. You can accommodate a midget stripper.
Yes.
I like it.
I just got to find one. I don't know. Where does one find a midget stripper?
Call in. 1-800 Randy.
No, this is not the Mari show. No, there was a couple of them that has caught my eye. You know, I'm just, because there's concepts. So, you know, you're going to always say, oh, that thing looks like futuristic and that doesn't make any sense. Those are concept cars, but all the ones that are debuting. So, well, I forget which football player it was that had the Infiniti concept car. So the rear door opens like a suicide door. The front door opens normal.
Like a Bentley?
Oh, yeah. This thing is money. Gee. I'm excited to see the wave of cars that are going to be coming in the next, say, 2 to 5 years.
Really?
Oh, this thing opens up. And you've seen...
And it's what kind of car?
This is the Infiniti.
I do like Infiniti cars, man.
Oh, man. No.
They're pretty sexy.
No, this... Oh.
This one tops it?
Yeah. You can almost have, like... It's hard to describe. You got to go on and look at it. Because,
try.
Okay, so the inside of a Tesla, you know how like futuristic those look? They look pretty smooth and sweet, right?
Yes.
Take the front seat of like a Tesla Model 3, where it looks really futuristic. Now, stretch that to like the inside of a cab of your truck or my truck, Matt. So,
good
and
Lord.
The doors open up like that. So you can almost play football in there. It's so huge. And
so you could like lay down?
Yeah, yeah. I would say yeah.
Good God. That's an Infiniti?
For the new Escape that they have, they're putting an RS motor in it. It's wow. That thing, and that's already hitting. That's already out on the showroom. The RS is for is like a rally series. So right. they've tweaked and tuned the motor to make it a high performance motor. But yeah, it's an SUV.
You know what you have to do to replace the battery in Escape?
What's that?
You got to take the windshield wipers off.
Oh, you do. Yeah.
No, you don't. Really?
Yes, yeah, you do.
You have to take
that cowl,
the whole cowling off, and you got to take both windshield wipers off
to replace the battery.
Yep.
Does it go because it goes into the housing?
Yeah, it's slips way down in there.
Steve, do you do that?
I got employees that do much better job than I would do.
I like it. I like it.
I want to start saying that's a great answer because like when people ask me like, "Well, are you doing the work?"
Well, I got my employees that
I have
do a really
the best
good job.
Guy assigned for that job, and he will do a great job.
And I will set your appointment.
No,
there you
I
go.
Have a wonderful young lady that can do that. Steve knows it's not. Everyone thinks that just owning a business is going to get a business license, right? You slap a banner on the front, and we just sit in our office and you know Facebook and
drink coffee
and drink coffee and
that's
read
it.
The newspaper.
That's it. Lunch dates, not the fact.
No. It's business life is. Can be rewarding at times, but man, it sure is. It's crazy.
All right.
Guys, we're going to wrap up today. We had a great time. Thanks, Steve. I do appreciate
you
coming in.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Like to have you back next, you know, in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, because this was fun.
There's so much more I want to know about batteries. Matt, you're going to go get a couple batteries from them.
Absolutely. I need a couple, man.
Sweet. Well, guys, you're finishing up with the Finish Line. It's presented to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon. That's my shop, InNOutAutoSalon.com. Make sure you check out American-Battery.com. PPIR, great sponsors. Look forward to you over at Alpine Motors. And get some grub down at Havana Grill. That's it. We'll see you next week.
Talk to you later.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs, 365 Grand Club and Properties, and the American Battery Corporation. Join Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.